This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi, I'm Salamina Musaisa from Azza TV. You are listening to Be Lighted Show with Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central.
Yay, that's Salamina Musaisa saying you're listening to Rami and Romeo on Cliff Central.
We're going to change your name to Miss Headliner.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm in. Maromza, focus, focus. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Be Lighted with Rami and Romeo. I am sitting here with Romeo. He's looking absolutely fantabulous. He is handsome.
Oh, I didn't realize. Thank you.
Die for. He looks like, you know, he looks like a BEE guy. He's got some blesser levels going on there. Right here, we see him. He went, he cut his hair. He like nicely manicured beard and everything.
Keep talking.
You know,
you see the ego inflate.
Proper nails. They're buffed. They look much better than mine, believe it or not. He really came prepared for this event. While me, on the other hand, I'm just wearing my Converse and a very, very short dress. And I was like, whatever.
You know, I was thinking.
Yeah.
I was thinking, well, I must actually vacate the studio and just leave the ladies just for the whole month of August.
No.
Happy Women's Month.
No, yeah. No, you're not vacating. That's why we need you here, so that in case we need to vent, we've got someone we can like vent at.
Oh.
As well. I think that can work.
Okay.
You know, that can work. Welcome, Aromza. Did you have a good week?
No, I actually did, yeah, man.
Yeah,
no, when I'm his headliner. Hey, you're headlining everything.
Yeah. You know, guys, I'm an A-lister.
A-lister of note. A-lister of note. But well deserved, though.
I'm a celebrity.
I see you doing appearances. We need to pay you.
Yeah, in fact, you know what, you're right. You should be like doing
we
like
we actually need to pay you an appearance fee.
Offering.
I saw bodyguards come up on your mall. I'm like, hey, this is serious.
Oh, you saw that? Oh, gosh. Like, yo, Maponya Mall was amazing, guys. We had so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've never been there before. I mean, yes, I've had the whole experience of like bodyguards and everything, but right now it's just too... I like to believe it's being over exaggerated, you know, like seriously, because I'm still that girl who I want to go to the shop Kiliwan, I want to go to the spaza Kiliwan, and only when that happened on Saturday, in fact, the whole week, I didn't know, like, when I walk in, everyone would be like pulling at me, going, Gracious, where's your gun? I'm like, no, I don't have a gun, I'm not that woman. And like, come, say that prayer you were saying. I'm like, no, I don't remember what I was saying.
But it shows you, I think, you know, the storyline kind of like elevates, you know, your character to another level. And I think you need to get ready for that because you are going to get mobbed.
Yeah.
Should I volunteer to be your bodyguard?
Yeah, in fact, when you look the part, you know.
I just need to get my earpiece.
You look like you can kill somebody. But what I'm saying is that you've got that.
It's Women's Month.
You've got the movie look. You've got the bodyguard. You know, not even a la Kevin Costner. You've got like the proper bodyguard. Step out.
Black
step
suit.
Out, step away, sir.
Earpiece.
Step away, sir.
Yeah.
Move away from the. Move away from Miss Rami Cheney. Move away.
And
kind
then
of a
give
thing.
A shopping.
You know what? Anyway, today we've got a beautiful show lined up in studio. That was my week. I don't even want to talk about that, how the week was and everything. As long as we are here and we're fine.
Fast paced life.
Yeah.
Right?
It's incredible.
Yeah.
But I'm having fun. It's cool. So we've got two beautiful ladies in studio today, guys.
Yeah, man.
And we're just going to sit here and talk about men because it's Women's Month and we deserve it.
Should I be here?
Yes, you should be here in case we sidetrack, you need to like bring us back. Bring us back.
Okay.
But anyway, these two ladies are both in the entertainment industry for different reasons altogether. And you know them, you've seen them. They've got a few things in common. They both sing.
Aha, yes.
Ha, look at my Romza.
Yes, no, you're right. You're right, actually.
What makes you think that I don't know that you sing? Like, hello. Where?
We know. The industry is very small, so we know.
We know that you
cannot hide.
Just because you haven't released an album, it doesn't mean we don't know that you can sing.
Okay.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I know that.
If singing had to save you from dying, you'll probably live.
Okay. If you put it like that, it changes everything.
No, you will live. You'll definitely live.
Yeah, no.
So, anyway, guys, in studio today.
Am I rolling?
Yeah, you have to roll.
No, Maragri must cue me.
Yeah, okay. Do the roll, Maromza. in studio today.
Yes.
We've got two phenomenal women.
Uh-huh.
They are here because they're phenomenal just like that.
Yes.
They are talented.
Mm.
They are gifted.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They sing beautifully.
Yes.
They look stunning.
Yes.
They're lookers of note.
They dress for the show.
They dress for the show.
Mm.
They kind of had like a bit of a conversation because I can see zippers happening there and sweatshirts inside.
Yep.
And you know, you can see that they came here prepared.
Yes.
Eyebrows on fleek. Everything going for them.
Yes, smiling.
But they have seen them.
Yeah.
Probably on your TV.
You've had
them.
Yeah.
Probably on your radio.
Yes.
Seen them on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Seen them.
Yes.
On social pages. They've been in.
Uh-huh.
They've been out.
Yep.
One of them is an actual expert.
Yes.
She is not properly South African.
Yes.
But hey, she is a South African citizen.
Yes.
Kibua kangwanana batunga. Mwanana kangwali suto.
Yes.
Mwanana kawali japere.
Batu
besu amu helanga.
Kite
muhomudise.
Yeah.
And welcome again.
Yes.
I do not know if she can cook.
Yeah.
But this girl, you had better, you better have brought us something to eat.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
welcome in studio, Miss Jerusha Naidoo.
And you see how a lot of people will say, oh, you are a Naidoo. Are you related to so-and-so? Because they are a Naidoo as well.
And the initials the same as well, JN.
Welcome.
Yes, you do. You have the same initials.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So?
Yes, so they're here. Mm. Don't get confused, Maromza. Ditebogo is this one, okay?
Oh.
The one with the fro. I'm kidding.
In case,
okay.
In case right. You start looking at Ditebogo and going, so Jerusha, tell us. No, no.
Yeah,
ladies,
no.
Welcome.
It does
welcome.
Help to do my homework.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ray.
We are so happy that you are here.
Yeah.
Oh. We're so happy that you are here. Ditebogo was asking me before the show starts, like, so what are we going to talk about? It's like, no. We just let the spirit lead. You
amen.
Know, the spirit leads.
Amen.
Of course.
Yes.
And she was saying, amen, hallelujah.
Yes. But I like, one thing you got to like about the show as well is that we don't put you on the spot about your life. Because it's all about, you know, you have people that love your work. There are people who follow you. So sometimes you use radio to encourage them,
yeah,
to
true.
Motivate them, to coach them.
Okay.
So that's what the show is about.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. But I can tell you now that it's not like people like, they don't like them because... Onuwango, she's just an irritating.
Maybe you should tell
twat.
People. You should tell people who she is on
yes.
which show.
So, Ditebogo was Onuwango.
Is
still there?
Yeah.
Is.
Thank you, Palisa, for the water.
Is Onuwango, guys.
Don't say I didn't send you a shout out.
And she is the mayor's wife.
Mm.
She's that woman who's manipulating anybody and everybody. All she wants.
Yeah.
No, there was a point where she wanted to be the mayor herself.
Oh.
She just wanted to run for office because she just felt that the husband was too weak and wasn't making proper decisions.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, baby, I'll upgrade you. I'll actually run. She was trying to make decisions for him. She was going behind his back to influence some business deals.
Yeah.
She wanted to run with like the benefit concert, gala dinner, and everything.
Yeah.
The next thing, this man now is in love with another woman. Whoo, sham! Hey!
Yeah, and then it goes
she
down.
She lost her mind.
Yeah. And it
but
went
what
down.
I like, what I like as well is, you know, as a person, you are caught between, do I give up and stay out?
Mm.
Or do I come back and take over?
Yeah. So this one decided to come back and take
and
over.
And take over.
Yeah.
There's a point, I remember there was a point where she went shopping and she bought very expensive dresses. There was this red number with diamantes and everything all over the place.
Yeah.
Tight with everything in the right place, Mona. Hey. And then this guy doesn't show up to pick her up to go to this event with her. She was trying to cut her curtains. You know, like she was trying to cut curtains with a pair of scissors. But that's how Ditebogo is.
Mm.
And just tell us a bit about that. I mean, I think that has so far it has been one of your most challenging characters you've played.
Yeah.
Because you're not a crazy person, but Ditebogo is insane. I'm scared of Ditebogo.
Love her. Yeah. Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't even watched the show, but I'm also scared of Ditebogo.
Yeah, no, Ditebogo is like, no, she's mean.
Yeah.
I love Ditebogo. Ditebogo is that woman that, like, she's the alter ego to I think almost every single woman, every woman wishes she had that in her.
Yeah.
I wish, you know, at some point if my man did that, I would do this and this and that. I would go crazy. I would run her over with a car. I would shoot her guts. That character.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because you have, what can I say? Like, you have incidences where you're just tired of certain things, and Itebogo doesn't let anything get her down. Mm. She will kill somebody before somebody takes over her life or steals her man or does this and this and that.
Yeah.
You know, she faces...
She got her own.
Hey, yeah. She faces everyday challenges, challenges that women come across every day. Mm. But Yena, she just takes them to the extreme and she wins every time.
Yeah.
Mm. Every time.
But you see, now, you see the direction of the show. So, because that's what also I wanted us to talk about, you know, the different dynamics in women. Because now, on the other hand, because, you know, Jerusha has a song called Blesser.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously we'll talk a bit about the message in the song. But we've got this Blesser syndrome that has completely taken over.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe because now it has a name. But it's something that has always been there.
Yeah.
You know, it has always been there for years and years and years. But now I want us to talk about the dynamics of the different women that we have. Okay, on TV, we see powerful women.
Yeah.
We see manipulative women. Mm. We see thin ladies who have everything going. They're corporate. Then we see the face of, like, housewives and all of that. And in this Women's Month, I want to focus on the different types of women, because we are not the same.
We are not.
We've got the crazy. We've got
the
in our lives.
Yeah.
We've got our gracious. We've got someone whose main aim is that I actually don't want to work a day in my life.
Mm.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to look good, look nice, and just get a blesser to pay off my
whatever
he must just take care of me. And that's a choice they make. It's like, it's a choice,
it's
that
their
I'm
hustle.
Making it's my own hassle. So you find that we've got different characters. And I'm sure Maromza as well, he can tell us of all the crazy women he has encountered in his life. You know, because not all women are good, kind, sincere. And on the other hand, not all women are shrewd, disruptive, manipulative. No one wakes up and say, today my aim is to go steal, and I'm in inverted commas, steal someone's man. Because I keep saying, you don't steal a whole man. The man decided to come with you.
It's a whole
decision
also, that he made.
Why now, if Ditebogo is married to Romeo, and then Romeo decides to go out with Jerusha, then Ditebogo doesn't say to Romeo, what are you doing? Instead, Ditebogo
fights
Jerusha.
I will never understand that.
And we leave Romeo out.
Yeah.
You know?
So, always my
argument. Let's talk about those women today. Maromza, tell us about... don't say it was Rami. Just say there was this crazy woman who did this.
He looks scared.
No. Trust me. I'm actually just absorbing, taking it all in. Yeah. So I think, whether be it dating someone, you know, different characters, or having friends, female friends, who are quite hectic as well. So you have different people who come from different backgrounds. But then I find that most of the characters that I found, they are always compensating for some past hurt, or coming from a family where, you know, you come from a family where you struggled, and you swore on whoever's grave that I will not suffer for the rest of my life. And everything from there onwards speaks to that.
Directs you.
Yeah,
through.
So the reference is that, you know, that statement you made that I will not suffer
There's
again.
An
so,
ambition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Also,
look at Jerusha.
Yeah.
So look at Jerusha now. Jerusha, I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, look at you, because we are looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing about you saying there has been a struggle in your life. Do you understand? You know what?
I've got an excellent stylist.
Yeah. but for, because we look at each other and we are all fine, but we don't know anyone's history. Okay.
Sure. I think there's that spectrum in every woman as well.
Absolutely. So now, tell us a bit about yourself, because now what we are seeing is this, we like to say it's a representation of yourself, because when you meet someone for the first time, you must always give them, automatically, we give each other our good side. We don't say, hey, you know, I actually don't have money in my account.
Yeah. You know, and I would say big ups to those women in a way, because, you know, they're like you say, you know, they've made it a choice. They've made a promise to themselves. They've got ambition. You know, it's just that women deal with things differently, like men, like everybody. So I'm not that girl who would necessarily take that road where I need a blesser and I'm not prepared to work. You know, I'm the kind of girl who would be like, I am not afraid to work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not afraid to work.
Yeah.
And I'll bless myself if I have to.
Yeah.
So the ambition is equally there. It's just a different way of getting there, a different road to take. And yeah, I would say I also do my hustle in a way, you know, but, you know, I strongly believe that education is really the tool that's going to get anybody where they want to get to. Mm. So for me, you know, the education thing is extremely important.
Let me play the devil's advocate a little bit and talk about, don't judge me until you've walked a mile in my shoes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Because then someone right. would say, you know, you don't know my struggles. You don't know where I've been.
Mm.
And for me to be here, you know, it was not by choice. Yeah. It was by force.
Sure. But, you know, as a nation, I think we've all struggled.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that's really, I would say, unifying about South Africa is that everybody came from a struggle in one way or another, you know. And we can all relate on some level to having to struggle.
Yeah.
It's just a choice. I would say, you know, maybe do it for yourself, because ultimately it's more sustaining, it's more self-sufficient. You set a better example for future generations of women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but everybody has their choice. I don't want to be a moral police, putting on my police cap and saying, don't do that, we're all adults. But it's just a choice. And I think at the end of the day, you've got to look in the mirror and feel proud of who you are
as
a woman.
Yeah, Ditebogo, I see you.
I saw that coming. I was also going to say, you gotta say something. I saw that.
She was ready to go like that.
No, she was bringing it.
No,
yeah, bring it.
No, I just wanted to add on to what she was saying, Jorge. The thing is, excuse me. The thing is,
Drink water.
Is it
cold?
Oh, it's too cold. Can we have room temperature water? Yeah, the thing is, don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, so the thing is, we, like you're saying, everybody has their own struggle. And the education thing, I'm not even saying it's okay to have blessers or it's not okay. I don't really care about that. That's my opinion about the whole blesser thing. I don't care. I really don't care whether people have blessers or they don't. Like I said, it's their hustle.
Yeah.
It's what they decided to do, especially an adult. And especially an adult who agreed to be in that form of a relationship. Because the whole blesser thing is, it's a form of a relationship.
It
yeah,
is true.
Between two people. They have an agreement and whatever the case
but
may
I mean,
be.
But I mean, it's a bit transactional, though. I mean, it's like, you know, my bank... teller and I have a relationship too, you know.
That's what I'm saying. It's a relationship at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. They decide what kind of a relationship they want to have. Utanale, people who are in abusive relationships, we'll never understand why they stay. It's not okay for them to be in that form of a relationship.
Yeah.
But I was coming to this point of education. Education is important. It's very important, and it will give you the freedom to decide and to do this and to do that. But let's take a scenario where you cannot even afford a high school education.
Yeah.
But your parents died when you were younger, or whatever the case may be. You are left with a terrible aunt or whatever who won't take care of you. High school education, you cannot afford to pay for high school. I don't even want to go to tertiary. Let's just say high school.
Just high school.
From a very young age, what time do they start? Like what age? 12 years?
Yeah, high school is from 12.
12. From the age of 12, you already can't afford to go to high school.
Yeah.
That's a struggle right there.
Can you touch on the issue of child-headed households?
Yes.
Where, you know, a child, she's 12 and she's left to take care of her young siblings because the parents are drinking or they're
doing whatever.
On. I mean, it really borrows on what you're talking about.
That's what I'm saying. Some situations, you don't know where to go from there. That's why they some people end up in the streets.
Yeah.
Doing all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That are uncomfortable for, you know. They end up doing all sorts of things. In others are stronger, but others really don't survive it.
Yeah.
Ebehe, let me give you a scenario. And then, sorry, scenario. And then you meet this old sugar daddy at the age of 12. Maybe he raises you. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not condoning anything.
Yeah,
but
and
then he's just like, no, come. And then he pays for your school fees until you are at an appropriate age. Mm. Maybe you turn 18 or 20 and then he's like, okay, now it's time for you to be my woman.
And most of the time you feel you owe her.
And then you feel you owe them. You owe him,
But how often does it happen that they end up being in a proper relationship, though? I mean,
no, it's chances are actually nil. It's like
proper.
It's like payback.
When we say proper, it's proper in code. Yeah. It's not.
But
really
now, what? And I also want to just like draw a bit of a line here.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing when I'm at my age and I decide to have a blesser at my age, because that is like an adult informed informed
not
decision.
At 12.
But now when we talk about some guy trying to take advantage of a 12-year-old,
exactly.
I mean that is like proper criminal. And I think this is where we need societies to step in. And unfortunately, right now, with the way the world has advanced, we don't have those communal relationships.
Health
you know,
plan, yeah.
Yeah, when it's you no don't have a tomato, you now just can't go next door and ask for tomato.
No
go to the other side, get an onion, go over front opposite to get a beef stock, you know, and you make things going. Because we have lost that. Now everyone has higher fences. And I think in the rural areas, that's still happening. But then with that as well, there is not much to go on, you know, to go on with. But now, I want to talk about can we talk about your song?
Yeah.
Can
you
talk
sure.
about
so,
your song and what you say there and what influenced it before we actually go back to all the different dynamics of the women that we are today, the women that we are raising and the women that we've learned from?
Sure. You know? Absolutely, Rami. So, I mean, I've always known what a sugar daddy is. It's not a uniquely South African thing and it's not, you know, something new. But I was actually at a social event with my friends, and so you know the term blesser came up. I'm like, this first time I'm hearing this word, like is it something to do with like being holy? Are you being religious? And then everybody was like laughing at me, and eventually they told me what it is. And what was interesting, that this was a group of educated women, women who are strong and independent. And you know, there were mixed opinions about it. Like some women in the group were okay with it. And I just found that, for me, just, you know, it was very interesting that it's an acceptable practice. And you know, and despite having the education, despite having the means to support yourself, that it's a choice.
Well,
for some really strong.
Another 4 pairs of shoes is not gonna kill me, if you know what I mean.
But I mean, look, you know, like, I'm not trying to say that I'm naive, but you can be in a relationship and get gifts, right? But you don't have to sacrifice something for that gift. You don't have to sell yourself. You know, sometimes it's like, why do I have to struggle so hard and sell this? Why can't I just be in a relationship where I'm valued for who I am?
Can I ask a question? This blesser thing, so, because I think that's where I'm probably missing it. Are these people not in love? Like,
no.
Is there no love at all?
No.
Well, it's love with a small.
The love comes with randellas. comes with randellas.
Yeah, but also
so there's no love. No.
Yeah, but remember,
I was asking that because of the word you used. You said sacrifice. You said you're sacrificing.
Yes.
Why do I have to say? Because when you say sacrifice, I'm like,
it's
but
saying,
aren't these people in love?
No, never.
No.
Can't you be in love like with a 100-year-old man?
But remember my reference point. I'm talking about, you come out of a very, very abusive, struggling, financial struggles relationship. And you want to take a break for the next 12 months. And what you want, obviously, you still need to get the other.
Yeah.
You need to get laid. Right? But you need to get laid. Yeah. But you don't want to be in a relationship. At the same time, you need money. And here comes this guy who also doesn't want the relationship or is married. And then he says, check. I think you and I can kind of like have a common understanding. Happening. You give me this, I give you that.
Mutual understanding. Happy. Yeah.
Oh, that's so, see what I mean? Mm. I think next time gonna bless again. I think.
Yeah. But no, but Romeo. But then to speak to Remy's. Exactly. But then to speak to Remy's point, you know. So I did a bit of research after that, and I found out it's actually the younger girls who are most vulnerable, who are enticed into this relationship.
Yeah.
The rare, like, educated woman who's just doing it for fun or making a choice, you know, it's not the same as a younger girl who doesn't have the choice. Then you know, then she's being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
You know, she's not protected. She has no form of protection for herself in many ways. Physically, she'd be prone to abuse.
Yeah. Mm.
And also, you know, sexually, she could get an STD.
Yeah.
HIV is very prevalent in South Africa with an incidence of about 12%.
Correct.
And so as a medical doctor, which is, you know, my trade, other than singing. I feel really passionate about that. The fact that we live in a country that has a very high prevalence, and then you have this accepted practice that is just putting women at risk, young girls. Mm.
You know? I wanted to actually say, I think when you were talking about the different struggles, a 12-year-old, or you know, for example, you also find men in our communities.
Yeah.
Because the communities, they know each other.
Yes.
So you know that the parents in the household, they've passed on.
Mm-hmm.
So chances are, if I go and offer to provide,
yes,
then I've got access to the young girl.
Yes.
Because it really bothers on that as well. Mm. That's how, you know, older men get themselves to be a blesser by default.
Yeah, they take advantage of the situation.
So that's why I wrote the song.
Yes.
Because all of a sudden, it dawned on me that, you know, I've been singing about boy meets girl, girl meets boy.
Yes,
we're all
yes.
having a good time. But I actually have an opportunity to sing about something that matters.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
Also, that's also awareness, you know. And I think that is something very, very important that we need in our community. But guys, I think we brought you in to discuss so many complicated and very difficult issues, which is fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that because we get to break down different dynamics, because with Women's Month, and that's all we'll be doing the whole month, you know, tackling the, because the sometimes challenges. What we do, we focus on the successful woman, the thriving woman, but we forget to talk about the struggling woman, the challenged woman, people who just, like, right now they're on the verge of giving up because things are not going the way that they were hoping to.
Yes.
They didn't think things are going to turn out like that.
Mm.
And now we talk about the whole blesser syndrome, where people are being taken advantage, young girls are being taken advantage of.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then people who are consciously making a decision like that, and then they say, this is what I'm going to do.
Mm.
And someone else can argue, which is what we'll be talking about next week.
Mm.
We're going to talk about prostitution.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
Where someone is being forced into prostitution, and not being forced by somebody else, being forced by circumstances, you know, and someone making a conscious decision saying, listen, I'm sitting with a moneymaker here, and the best way, I know how to do it, I know how to work it, and this is how I'm going to make my money.
Mm.
And they're not ashamed of it. Mm. They're not worried about it.
Mm.
They don't care who says what.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you talk about prostitution, it's not someone who's standing on the corner of Oxford.
Mm.
You know, they're proper transactional, well orchestrated.
This is like that thing. Level.
Coming from good homes.
It is, so. Yeah, you know. People are coming, like, I leave my house, I clean up nicely, and I go meet someone
dress
at
up.
A hotel. I dress up,
and
it looks like we're having dinner. It's a dinner between two good friends. After I had nice dinner,
so,
we go upstairs, you know. And then after that, I get paid my 40,000 rand.
I'm the so difference confused. Is that I'm so confused because it feels like it's what you guys just described about a blesser, because you just said there's no love. It's a transactional whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So what's the difference between a blesser and prostitution? Like maybe that
no,
high class?
It's a very good question.
Yeah.
I think they're the same, except with a blesser thing.
Mm.
I mean, obviously with prostitution.
You go on holidays.
Dubai.
If I can answer that as well, a blesser would be kind of like a relationship that is kind of like constant.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. So it's like Nalu and I, we know each other, and it's regular. Versus, oh. So prostitution could be anyone.
Anyone, today, in the morning, somebody else. Yes, in the afternoon, but, somebody else.
But it is different, though. I can't quite put it into words and wrap my head around it. But there is a difference between.
Well, we have the whole month to break it down, don't we? We have the whole month to break it down because these are the things that have been happening for a long time. And it's looked down, women, a lot of women who do this, they're looked down upon.
Yeah.
And then you see them driving fancy cars, but you don't understand what it is that, what are they doing exactly.
But are they looked down upon,
No, the women who are looked down upon are those ones who actually stand on the road.
On the
Oxford Road, with a short dress.
But
then
the blessies you pay, exonerated.
Yeah, and then you get paid 500 rand because you're on the road.
Yeah. Mm.
But then there's someone who's doing in a very upgraded manner where you have to book a room, you pay for their thingamies, you say, listen, I need you to, like the a la Pretty Woman, I'm on holiday in New York, I need someone who's going to entertain me for 10 days.
Mm.
And then when the 10 days is over, then you get paid. Mm. It's money into account, 250,000, boom, and you are done.
You actually have people who, that's
sounds
what they
good
do.
When you put it like that.
You know, they say you go, you go to Dubai.
It sounds amazing, but it's actually the same.
But there's different ways to go there. I mean, like, you can get there. You don't have to have a blesser.
Yeah,
people can argue that.
It's every road. That's why I say it's a personal choice.
Mm. It is. Definitely.
Women are different. You know, like people are different, and it's a personal choice.
Yeah.
Mm. All I'm trying to do with my song is inspire women to bless themselves because you feel like it's a mountain you can't climb.
Yeah.
But you can, and every step counts. Eventually, you'll be at the peak.
The challenge is where or how do I start? You know, it's one thing when you are already established and, you know, you're able to bless yourself. Mm. But like someone saying, but I'm stuck. I don't have a job. I don't know where to start. I don't have a family. Where?
Yeah.
You have to start.
That's
somewhere.
The question we need to answer.
Then let's put a spanner in it as well, because now we're going, and then women are doing this, women are doing that. But then don't forget, they're doing it with men.
Mm,
there's another mentality altogether.
Absolutely.
There are men who's like, their main aim is to just.
It's to find blessees.
Find blessees. It makes them feel good. Mm-hmm. It's an ego booster.
Mm-hmm.
And they get some sense of fulfillment out of it. They get a kick somehow. Mm. I don't know how to say it, but it gives them a kick of some sort to be able to say, this week. And then, I mean, I've seen some who are making the papers all the time.
Mm.
This week they're with Ditebuho. Next week they're with Jerusha. The other week they're with Rami.
Mm.
Next thing, because the three of us decided to catch feelings, now we are fighting each other. And the guy is standing back going like, oh, look at these stupid
and you know,
girls.
As a singer, Rami,
I'm actually married.
And even in the music industry, I notice, like, you know, there's so many tracks where there's hip hop tracks. Like, I think AKA has a track where he's like one for the blessers or something.
Yeah, one track like, for the blesser.
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's being looked at as if it's a good thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, definitely.
And then if you're pushing that message, what does that say about you?
You know, well,
what does that say about you? I mean, what do you want society to end up being like? Do you think that's sustainable? No.
Is that life?
Does that empower people? Does that actually make a good difference? I don't know.
A good question.
I don't know.
It's a very good question. So, guys, this is the issues that we are dealing with this week. Because, not this week, this month. Mm. And you know, so that's why we're getting different guests from all walks of life.
Yeah. Let me just spice it up.
Okay, do it.
I want to challenge you.
You're challenging Jerusha.
Yes.
Jerusha, there you go.
Here's the scenario. Mm. I'm from Lesotho. Lesotho is a very small country with a population of about 2 million people.
Mm.
There is like a consistent bursary for tertiary education.
Mm.
The government gives us money. They give everybody money to go to varsity.
Yeah.
As long as you've passed. Everyone, as long as you're a citizen of Lesotho, you get a bursary, you go to varsity. That's amazing, right?
Yeah.
Good. Then we all go to varsity. We all study. We are all graduates. Lesotho are very educated.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. we're all graduates, we all study, everybody has a degree, everybody has an honors, everybody. Yeah.
Okay, so is this a hypothetical?
No, it's true.
It's true. This is what happens in Lesotho. We finish varsity, we all pass, maybe, you know, and then we are supposed to go and work. There are no jobs because everybody's a graduate. Educated. Everybody's educated. Mm. There are no places to work, you know.
Mm.
It's difficult to get a job in South Africa when you're from Lesotho, especially when you're not doing anything specialized skills, I think that's what they call it.
Mm. So like just your normal BA degree,
yes,
is
just
not gonna
it's
get
not
you
enough
anyway
to get you a job in South Africa unless maybe you're exceptional in one way or the other. So we're all educated, we are in this country, we don't have anywhere to go. I literally walk into Spur or whatever in Lesotho right now and I find people that I was in class with, graduates. People who they are waiters and waitresses, you know, and you think of all the studying that you did and your results and whatever, you have a proper education. It's a good education, but there are just no places to work.
Mm.
What must happen? Must I be a waitress? When this must I be a waitress? I'm educated.
Mm.
If I find a nice enough boyfriend who can hook me up, maybe with a managerial
position, I would say definitely no.
You
shouldn't be a waitress. But then, I mean, must you then be a blessee? Like, that's the other extreme.
In the meantime.
Why?
In the meantime. If I can be a blessee and then a blesser is willing to help me start up my own business, I'm educated enough.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean,
I think you and I need to walk out of the studio. I think.
Yeah, and leave the two of them to talk about
this. This is good for business.
You gotta start somewhere, Tiboko.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, I started with a good education.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Mm.
So, bless Akiena. Okay. 200,000, baby. Go and start whatever.
Upgrade yourself.
Yeah. This is my starting point.
Now, look, life isn't easy, right? And I don't think any South African had it easy. Right, but that's what makes us a special country and a special nation, because we have that drive, you know, we have that will to succeed, and that's why I said education is extremely important.
Yeah.
You know, you've just got to keep at it. Okay, looking at me, I'm sitting in front of you today. I'm a qualified medical practitioner. I'm working in industry in vaccines. I'm meeting with ministers of health and stuff to inform them about their national immunization programs. I've got a song on the radio called Blesser. But at some stage, I worked at Marcel's Frozen Yogurt.
We love Marcel.
I made those swirly ones. You know that you mix
the cool ones. The toffee and
you mix all the flavors.
Yeah, yeah.
At some point, I worked in Marcel's Frozen Yogurt. Yeah. At some point, I was a waitress at the Hussar Grill.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And you know what I wanted to say?
You got to start somewhere.
But did you already have your medical degree or whatever?
No, I was a student. It's two different dynamics.
But now she's saying, well, you at Marcel's while you were a student, and then these are the people who went to university that
done
and now they can't find work
find
that
quite.
Like, they're basically dogs.
But I don't buy that.
No, but what I'm saying,
you can't find.
But it's true. It's true. But in fact, what I wanted to say as well was that the dynamics between Lesotho and South Africa is that Lesotho people, they are educated because the education is free.
Mm.
They're educated and they've got degrees and everything. They can't find work. With us, in South Africa, we can't find work because nobody can afford the education anyway.
Yeah.
You understand?
But also,
you find that the underqualified and the overqualified are working together at a Spur waiting on tables.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but also that phenomenon is also starting to increase in South Africa, where you're having a lot of graduates, but there are no jobs. I mean, for example, it was estimated that there's about 800,000 unemployed graduates, but then there's 600,000 jobs that need to be filled.
Yeah.
So obviously, there's a big
South
correlation.
South Africa, you know, has a high unemployment rate. We know that. We've got one of the highest in the world.
Yeah.
Mm. But that phenomenon's happening in the US right now as well, where there's graduates in the UK, developed worlds, where people are graduates, but they can't find work. And it's, you know, it's a challenge, but there are different roads you can take. I wouldn't say that is a good enough reason to get a blesser.
But okay, you know. guys, it's actually a very difficult subject. Eh?
It is.
Difficult to talk about because, I mean, we've got how many weeks left? There's still, August has 5 weeks. So we've got 4 more weeks. This is all we'll be talking about, which is why I wanted different people not only to talk about what we do, what your line of work. I mean, that we can talk about before the show closes.
Yeah.
But it's trying to get different opinions from normal, as in like, I didn't want to have like a psychologist coming to give us a clinical analysis of why people are in those kind of situations. So we're like opening channels to get someone who's sitting there as an observer, or maybe other people who will come in will be people who are in those kind of situations, and someone who will say, I didn't have a choice, and someone will say, no, I had a choice, and for me, this is the one.
Yes,
I don't want to do anything else. I don't want an opportunity. I don't want your bursary. I am happy where I am. I don't want to be overworked and all of that. And I don't know, maybe I can get a guy who's a blesser to come in to tell us how it feels. So just be like,
just be blessing, blessing people.
Is that an example or is it what you...
No, I'm saying maybe we should find one. You never know. But then the problem is that I don't
know.
Are they always willing to step up?
I'm just putting it out there.
Are they willing to step up and admit that they are blessers?
You know, that's another thing. That's another thing altogether. But I just felt it is important that we go through the emotions ourselves, which is why, like, we walked in here cold and not going, if she asked me this, what will you do that? If my Roms, you know, my Roms, I love giving, like, he speaks English, like proper English. This guy, he'll ask you difficult, he will ask you difficult questions. But then, you see, now here's a conversation that we are having, even in our confusion, something else comes up, and then you realize that, oh my, I actually didn't look at it in that way, and I didn't look at it in that way. And this is what we'll be doing the whole month. We'll be like getting different women, different calibers, different fields, and different anything and everything to say, this is what I think, and what it is that you think we should do. Maybe that's also my question, that with the way things are going, because honestly, as much as we'd like to cream this whole blesser thing, it is actually a very
we can't
judge it, but it's a very unfortunate
state that,
especially with the with younger kids who are not allowed
and
to enjoy that childhood,
and then somebody who gets AIDS, I mean, you know, there's no excuse for that as a society.
You know what I mean?
So,
but I have another concern, and maybe you ladies can help me with this. I mean, for example, someone says, yes, I'm struggling, I don't have any other way to make money, I'm going to get a blesser. And then when you get a blesser, you actually, and you know, you kind of like say, I need to get a blesser because I want to go to school. Versus, I'm just going to get a blesser and just enjoy
because
it.
I want an expensive
Yeah. So for me, it would actually maybe, I mean, we're not saying it's a good thing, but to say I get a blesser and for the next 3 years, I'm going to complete my, you know, use the blesser money to complete my education.
Sure.
And perhaps maybe stop the blesser life because now, you know, I can actually get out of poverty for whatever reason.
Well, that's really admirable if you're going to make that choice and you understand that this is all you can do. You know, I would just like to inspire women to, I think it, you know, it's like, when you think something, it manifests. You know, it's about your thought.
Yeah.
And if you put those barriers there in your mind and say,
that you
I can't do it, this is all I have, this is the choice that I'm making. You know, if it really is, and, you know, then fair enough. But most of the time, it's more like an easy way out.
Yeah.
It's not the only way. It's the easy way out, you know. So it's not about judging. It's not about moral policing. You know, I mean, like, we don't judge. I mean, I look at Samizi's hair and I'm like, I don't judge.
Yeah.
You know?
Really?
like
really?
Because
it does sound a
bit... I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm just joking.
I need to do some housework before, because I know we're going to forget.
So
what I want us to do is, I just want to make sure, I wanted to ask you one question to empower our lady listeners, given that it's Women's Month. Both of you have one thing in common, and that is you believe in multiple income streams. And what is the importance of that? I mean, you were featured on Fortune's Abom Rapper 2.
Yes.
And let's talk about that and the experience. Number two, the importance of having multiple income streams, and then the same with you, and then also in closing, I want you to my question, not the show, to my question, talk about where people can catch you. If there's any upcoming projects that you want people to know about, the same, talk about your latest album and where people can find it.
That's closing the show.
No, the thing is, you know what? Your topic is very...
True.
You understand? So I know that, and given it's already 10-2, we're not going
to
get to
that. Yeah, that's where we want to go,
There you go.
Well, now, forget everything that I just said about blessers and stuff. I was just providing different scenarios. But the truth is, I do believe that women should work hard. And in almost every place that I get a chance to talk, I always make an example of my friend who came here as a domestic worker. She was very young. She's from Lesotho. She came to South Africa as a domestic worker. She had no other means of income. She came here strictly to clean people's houses. But right now she has a proper job at a very nice company because she was able to, through her working and her cleaning, she went to school. She's paid for her studies. Aqala from matric. She paid for her studies and went to varsity and acquired, I don't know whether it's a degree or I don't know these qualifications, but something in accounting. And she's doing she has a nice accounting job somewhere. She's going further. She wants to become a CA. She came here a couple of years ago and she was just a domestic worker. I always tell that story because she's doing so amazing and I admire her for that. And I always say, like I said, I was just challenging you. People must work, even if it means you must start as a cleaner, start as washing. You must wash people's dishes and things like that. It doesn't matter. Focus. You must know where you're going with what you're doing. And I really do want in the future, I don't know how I'm going to go about this, but I really do want a platform where I will address young women. Like from a very young age, I want to have like a group of girls that I just walk this life journey with so that they know that they don't need to depend on men. You don't need to depend on men for anything, whether it's financially or for the love, you know, with absent fathers. I know lots of people who've had absent fathers and I don't think that's reason enough for women to start having daddy issues, even though it's a psychological thing or whatever, but it's not enough for you to go and feel like you need to seek validation or the love or, you know, compensation from an older man or a younger man or want to be in a relationship all the time because you feel like attachment issues, all of those things. Those things are important and I think they should be addressed from a very young age because high school, you start getting confused. You start getting confused and all of that. So if like... once they start high school, they have people who are guiding them and directing them into a certain, you know, channel and things like that.
A follow-up quickly on that, because I know that you already, you do speak at different schools, you talk to the youth, and you do all of that. Yeah. And what I'm trying to find out from you, this is such a Romeo question, is like, how can that be amplified? What type of help do you need for your workshops? Because I know personally that that's what you do.
Yeah.
But you need, that's what you say. You say you need a platform.
I need a platform.
You have a platform, but you need a bigger platform. You need to reach more students. You need to reach more schools. You need, what else do you need? Do you need funds? Do you need money? Do you need exposure, a media partner? What is it that's going to help
all of that
project?
But first, it has to start with me. I need to start, like, I need to actually make a bigger effort to get into that, because I say it a lot, but I haven't really, apart from what you're talking about, apart from me going to schools and, you know, youth, you know, get-togethers and things like that, I haven't really taken it upon myself, but I know it's something that now I feel like I'm ready to start doing. So maybe all of that, I need media partners, I need funding, I need, but I do want to do it. I do want to talk to young women.
Yeah, but I'm glad you've started.
Yeah, I think I really do want there to be, like, even if it's, you know, we start small, even if it's just a small group of girls. But, you know, I was looking at Leanne's thing. And
girl hate.
I was like, this is exactly what I want.
I
admire her so much. Like, I want something like that. You know, get people like that. Just powerful women and...
Yeah. Just build a generation of a different kind of generation of women, women are battling the blesser, who are not looking for blessers and all of those things, who know that they are enough.
Mm. Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Jerusha?
Wow, that was so inspiring. I don't know if I can say any more than what you said.
Yeah. Oh.
Look at her. She's
really amazing. I just, you know, it's just so wonderful to hear a young woman say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so I'll answer Romeo's question.
Yes.
I've always felt like, you know, I've always known like I could do that. I used to go into art competitions and say, no, I can draw that. I can win that competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I would like enter a music competition and say, no, I can sing. Mm. I can win this competition. You know, so for me, it was, I don't have a problem having multiple streams of income. I will unapologetically have a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D. you know, I'm just that kind of girl where I need to be able to support myself. It's important. I lost my father when I was very young, so I have a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming from that background, you know, I've always felt like I cannot rely on the world. I have to rely on myself. It starts with me.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't help anybody until I help myself.
Yeah.
You know, I got to put myself in that position. That's why on the airplane, they say put the mask on first in an emergency before you help the child.
Help someone else.
Because if you pass out, you can't help that child.
Help someone else.
Right? Yeah. So you got to help yourself first. So education is an excellent way to do that. It really breaks through socioeconomic issues. It breaks through poverty. Education is the free thing that can get you where you want to go. And at the end of the day, if you end up being a homeless person on the street, people can take every physical thing away from you, but they can never take away your degree. You will always have that degree. You would have earned that degree. I've always had a passion for music. Being a South African, you know, you need two jobs, three jobs. I want to do my music, but in the context that we live in, when an opportunity knocks, I didn't feel like I was in a position to say no. Like, for example, when I got into medical school, it was not an opportunity I was just going to let go of lightly. You know, I was like, this is an opportunity for me to empower myself, to make a difference and to help people. And I've always felt like, you know, I've got a lot to give, so why not? Why not make the most of what I have? With my music, I feel I do have a platform. I don't have the biggest fan basis, but I do have a fan basis. I do make a difference to those people who listen to my music. Yeah. It is a platform. Mm. So my new song is really not meant to judge. It's it's actually I Don't Need a Blesser. That's what the song is about. And so it's just meant to inspire women, you know, to inspire you to be the best that you can be. Yeah. The music video is going to drop on August 8th ahead of Women's Month. Women's Day. Mm. Yeah. So it's going to drop on August 8th ahead of Women's Day on YouTube. So if you're intrigued and you want to know about this blesser song that a woman has written from the woman's point of view, I don't need a blesser.
Mm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
where can people
I bless
find the music?
Me.
Yeah. Tell us. Okay. Yeah. The music will be on iTunes. So
I think
also you're going to put the link as well.
So the video is going to be on YouTube.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. So YouTube, you'll find it, Blesser Jerusha. And my handles on social media are Jerusha Music. So you can go to Instagram, you can go to Twitter, you can go to Facebook, it's Jerusha Music.
Yeah. And you are Ditebogo Modise. But there's an underscore somewhere.
Yeah, on Instagram.
On Instagram, you are Ditebogo underscore Modise.
Ditebogo underscore Modise.
But then on Twitter, you're just Ditebogo.
Is L-I-T-E-B-O-H-O underscore
Lee.
M-O-L-I-S-E.
Because it's a suited devil. But thank you so much.
Thank you so much for
being
coming,
here.
Man.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you so
next
much.
Next time we're going to give you the show. The two of you.
Yeah, just a chance.
But
that
must sit inside.
We can talk about this forever.
True.
Mm. But it's been absolutely beautiful having you because I think both of you're just dynamic women.
Thank you.
I was going to laugh at you, Dita, and say you look so, you know, obviously with the makeup on set, you look different. But you haven't seen when Jerusha performs. She looks absolutely nothing like what she looks like now.
Really?
Let me tell you, she'll be having makeup, she'll be contoured all over, she'll be wearing heels like inches and inches, and she'll be, she looks absolutely nothing like this.
I'm gonna search her now on YouTube.
And that is absolutely beautiful. But we are so, so happy that you came here to tackle this. That's why we're just throwing everyone in the deep end so that we can see what it is that we can do to change society and to just get different opinions.
True.
And it's been great. Maromza, I love it when you're sitting with the ladies. And guess what? More ladies ladies are coming.
Feeling the awesome,
whole
man.
Month. You like, must have a beautiful week, Maromza.
Thank you so
and
much.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah. That's it. That's Belighted. Please go on our to Cliff Central and download some the of podcast, the podcasts that you missed. Mm-hmm. They're all there. From season, I
from the 26th
from
of October.
I almost said season one, like from the first episode.
Yeah.
Get there, find it, and we'll be back with you next week as we talk more about women for women this month of August. Have
Adios.
A blessed week. That's Belighted. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.